It's okay, I'm trying to speak in English here. longer period of time, right? Yeah, I'm trying to speak, yeah. I mean, if you couldn't understand, you can, you know, raise your hand, and then I can answer you in Chinese, yeah. Do anyone have a Bible? You don't have a Bible? Yeah. Okay. You know what is famous in Crete? Yeah. Is that how you say Crete, right? You know what is famous in Crete? Yeah. At poor time. Yeah. I mean, not right now. I mean, they have a beautiful island and all the stuff. Yeah. You know what is famous in Crete? Yeah. About Titus. Yeah. Huh? Okay. They usually have a name. You know, they call it. Yeah, Krishna, yeah. You know what is Krishna? If I call you Krishna, means what? No, you are not from Crete, yeah. Means you like to lie, yeah.
What
is
that? That's a T,
C-R-E-T,
no?
T, that's T, yeah.
C-R-E-T,
right? A-N, yeah. I-A-N-N-E-R.
Krishna,
T. Oh, no, sorry, that's T, yeah, sorry.
Krishna.
Okay, Krishna, yeah, means it's lie, okay? Or deceive, you know.
Liar.
Or whatever, liar, okay? It's okay, yeah, okay? Liar. So,
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Okay. So, when you look at the Bible, yeah, that's what the Bible says, yeah. You look at Titus, yeah, chapter 1, okay? Chapter 1, verse 12, yeah. Chapter 1, verse 12, yeah. Okay, we can read together, okay? If we have a NIV Bible, okay, we can read together, yeah. In verse, chapter 1, verse 12, yeah. Okay, let's read together, okay? If we can find, it's after Timothy, yeah. 2 Timothy, yeah. Okay. Let's read together, okay? If everyone turn it, okay. Okay, Titus chapter 1, verse 12. Yeah. Okay, we can read together, okay? Even while their own prophets, they say, Cretans are always liar, evil booter, lazy gutters. Okay. Okay, so we just read all that. Okay, so only just one word. So they like to lie, yeah. You know, in America, what kind of professional is always lying, yeah, to you? No. Huh? You know what?
Politician.
No. Wrong. The most famous, you know, every time when you had to go buy something, yeah, they always lie to you. Yeah. Huh? Yes, right, yeah, car salesman, yeah.
Used car sales.
Oh, used car, right. Yeah. Even new car too, yeah, okay.
Why is it used car sales?
Okay. They always want to sell you something, right? Okay. They always lie to you, yeah. Every time you want to buy a car, buy a used car, they say, you know, any problem with that car, they tell you, no problem, yeah. No accident, nothing, everything's perfect, yeah. I remember about 3 or 4 months back, right, Samuel. Okay, I went with Samuel to buy a car, yeah. And I asked the salesman, is there any accident? He said, no accident, yeah. But the problem is that we want to shut the door, we couldn't shut the door properly, yeah. There's always the bang sound, yeah. And then there's water in the trunk, yeah. So they're not telling the truth, yeah. Okay, finally then, you know, later Samuel went back again with another three brothers, right?
Two brothers,
yeah. And then they talk, finally the guy at me said, yeah, they have an accident, yeah. So, good thing that Samuel didn't bought the car, yeah. Okay. So you know in Crete, yeah, there's a lot of sell car, they sell a lot of car, yeah, down there. There are a lot of used car men over there, yeah, okay, in Crete, yeah. Okay, because they like to lie to people, yeah. Okay. And I got a report. Did you on this Kansas Star? Did you read Kansas Star, you guys? You don't read Kansas Star?
No.
Oh, you stay in Kansas, you never read Kansas Star, yeah.
Walmart.
You get it?
Uh-huh. For like the studies and all.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Do you read them?
Sometimes.
Do you read this page?
Sometimes.
About your automotive.
They only have a car section.
Anybody like to have a car? Do you like to have a car?
Huh?
You want to have a car?
Yeah.
A truck? Pick up a car?
You gotta be cheating.
Yeah. That's a 4x4, yeah. SUV, yeah. Okay. And then, you know, every time we read, you know, there's always a small column here. Drive forever, yeah. Did you see that? Drive forever, yeah. This guy is called Bob, yeah. He's an expert in car, yeah. Okay. If you have any question about car, you can just ask him, yeah. You can write to him, and then he will respond. Okay. And then, this is what he said. Say, how to fend off repair shop lies and shabby service. Okay. So another liar is what I know. Repairman, yeah. Car repairman. Okay. Repairman. Okay. So I'm sure sometimes, you know, your parent car broke down, you know. I know Emil have an old car too, yeah. And we have an old car too, yeah. Once in a while it breaks down, right? And you go to repair shop, right? Say, you know, something wrong with my car. It couldn't start or something like that. And you want it to be fixed, right? Okay. And you know what? Are they pretty honest? Probably not, right? So what happened to this writer? He traveled over the United States, yeah, from coast to coast, yeah. And he went to 225 repair shop, yeah. Okay, 225 repair shop, yeah. And what happened is that he just took out a small stuff, just took out one of the spark plug, yeah. You know, the spark plug wire, just took out one of the spark plug wire. So he took it to the shop and said, okay, just any shop, you know, he found, he just joined into it. Something wrong with my car. Can you give me an estimate, you know, see how much it's going to cost, yeah. So every time he do that. And he said what, you know, he said, only 28% of people tell him the truth. Mm-hmm. Say, what's the problem? That means 72% are lying. Okay. And then when he got it fixed, say only 44% fixed it well, yeah. 56% didn't fix it well, yeah. And someone overcharged them, you know. They overcharged them, yeah. Okay. And then that was even interesting because that's in the United States. And then the Canadian government say, how about you do something for us in Canada, yeah. See how the people repair shop in Canada. So I'm going to turn to next page, right? Okay. Alright. And then he drive in Canada from the East Coast, you know, to Vancouver, yeah. Halifax to Vancouver. So it took him about 6,200 miles, yeah, driving, yeah. Okay. And he went to 152 repair shop, yeah. Alright. And you know what happened? You think Canadians are more honest or Americans are more honest? Huh? Canadian or Americans? Okay. And you know what he found? He said, the result almost similar, yeah. Also 27% people, yeah, tell him the truth, say, you know, something wrong with your car, yeah. That's the part you need to fix, yeah. Okay. So you mean, you know, that means human nature never change, yeah. It doesn't matter where you stay, yeah. Okay, if you're in the United States, you know, in Canada, you know, human nature is the same, yeah. They like to lie to people, yeah. So when we go back to Titus, okay, when you look at Titus, yeah. Look at look at verse 2, yeah. Okay, let's read together. Verse 2 to verse 3, yeah. Say, a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and as his appointed season, he brought his word to life through the preaching and trust to me, by the command of God, our Savior. Do God lie? God never lie, right? So it's so interesting, you know, when you read all the books Paul has written, yeah, he never mentioned, say, he never started, God never lie. But why, when he returned to Titus, he always started, God never lie? That means he's saying something to them, right? Say, God is different from them, yeah. They are lying, God is not lying, yeah. And how do we know God not lying, yeah? Because God kept his promise. So we have a definition. What is lying? Okay. So the definition is kept your promise. So God promised eternal life, right? So when you read the Bible, there's many prophecy, yeah. Say, you know, what is going to happen, what is going to happen, you know, all that, yeah. So God kept his promise. Say, okay, Christ is going to come, he's going to save you, going to give you eternal life. It happened, yeah. 2,000 years ago, happened, yeah. God kept his promise. But do you know, do we Christian keep our promise? Do you guys keep your promise? Okay, are you sure? I know, you know, some people, mom say, okay, you only can play the computer until 10 o'clock. And then you shut the computer, yeah. And then by 10:30, still playing the computer, still playing video game, yeah. Do you keep your promise? And you say you want to watch TV, okay? Okay. Mom, I'll go to bed, yeah, at 11 o'clock, yeah. But still watching David Letterman, yeah, at 11:30, yeah. It's not done yet, yeah. I mean, see, we don't keep a promise, yeah. And you know, Christian, you know, we like to do something, yeah. Sometimes we have difficulty, right? Maybe a brother or sister, he have difficulty. We say, okay, I'll pray for you, yeah. Okay, that's a promise, yeah. Okay, I'll pray for you, yeah. Say, you have difficulty, right? Okay, I'll pray for you, yeah. Okay. It's so funny, you know. Everything we remember. But pray we forgot, yeah. So when we go home, we're so busy, you know, we are alive. And then we forgot to pray for him or her, yeah. I don't know, it happened to you, you know, yeah. I'm sure it happened to us, yeah. It happened to me too, yeah. Sometimes I say, okay, I'll pray for you, yeah. And then the worst thing is that after 1 week, you know, we see him or her in church, yeah. Say, Mom, thank you for praying for me. Yeah. God answered your prayer. Yeah. And Mom didn't pray. And Mom was embarrassed. Yeah. And you know what to say. Yeah. Did you ever say that? Had you ever happened to you? Okay. So that means we are lying, see? We're not keeping our promise. Yeah. See, always say you want to pray for other people. Yeah. So that's important. You know. Every time you say you want to pray for people, that's a promise you make, yeah, to that person. Yeah. And you need to keep the promise, yeah. You say you want to pray, you must pray. And the best thing is what, you know? Best thing to do is what? Every time you say you want to pray for him, right? Or her, right? What you can do is that right away you can pray for him or her. Okay, don't wait, yeah. Every time you wait, you forget about it, yeah. That's the best thing to do, yeah. We can pray right now, yeah. I can pray for you, yeah. Or you can pray in your heart, yeah. Right away, pray for him, yeah. Or her, yeah. So next time when you say, Mom, thank you, yeah. Pray, yeah. Praise the Lord, yeah, Mom will say, yeah. I did pray for you, yeah. That's different, yeah. Okay? So, had to keep our promise, yeah, okay. And then second definition, okay, that's the definition, yeah, okay. We're going to have a second definition, yeah. Okay, second definition, let's turn to verse 10, yeah. Let's read together, verse 10, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's read together, okay. For there are many rebellious people, many talker and deceiver, especially those of the circumcision group. Okay, so another kind of definition is called deceiver. Or we call cheating. Yeah. Cheater, yeah, okay. Have you been cheated before? Did you never been cheated? I'm sure some of you have been cheated, right? Okay, so I remember our muffler was bad, yeah. You know, this create a big sound, you know. So it's a headache just trying to sit on the car, drive on the car, yeah. So I took him to the muffler shop, yeah. And then he said, okay, what was the problem? And he told me it's going to cost you about $600 to fix it, yeah. $600, yeah. When I look at the list, why? I don't think that's all my problem, yeah. He still point me out, you know, all the problem. Then I say, no, I better take you to another shop, yeah. So I took you to another shop. You know how many it cost me to fix that? About $35, yeah. See, you mean 500 something, yeah. I can buy a lot of stuff, $500 something, yeah. I can even go to Vancouver, yeah, with $500 with air ticket, all that. Okay, so someone will always try to cheat you, yeah. Always try to cheat you, yeah. For their own purpose, yeah. To cheat you, yeah. So many people in this world, you live in this world, maybe will try to cheat you, yeah. And did you know this company? Have you been to eBay? Did you guys? Did you know eBay.com? Have you been up there? Yeah, they sell things, yeah. I mean, you can sell toys, all the stuff, yeah. No, you can bid on it, yeah. You know, you can bid on it, right, okay? Did you know eBay, do people lie in eBay? Did they cheat you? How do they cheat you, yeah? I mean, you can buy ATK, you can buy clothing, sometimes you can buy car in there, yeah. You can buy all kind of things, yeah, in eBay, yeah. They're famous company, yeah. Growing company, yeah. Yeah, very rich company, yeah. You know how they cheat? Do you know what? Phantom. Have you watched that Phantom? Okay. Opera, right? Phantom, right? Okay. Okay, so you know how they cheat, okay? Let's, for example, I have something that I want to sell, right? A toy or something I want to sell, okay? So I put on eBay, yeah. And everyone's going to bid on it, yeah. Bid on their price. And then I pretend that I'm one of the buyers too, yeah. I open another account, yeah. In another place, yeah. I'm a phantom, yeah. Okay? And I bid too, yeah. So you bid $50. I say I'll bid $60. And then you saw $70. I say $80 and $90. Okay? So I always bid. Actually, it doesn't, you know, nobody bid. Only you and me. You know what I mean? No? Then nobody bid, yeah. Nobody want this stuff. Only you and me want this stuff, yeah. And you know who is that trying to beat with you, yeah? Okay? So, that's what they call phantom beater, yeah? They hide behind you, yeah? And they cheat you. And you didn't know that you were cheated. And you were so happy. You bought it for $500. And then you find a shop, it only costs $50. Because someone was trying to beat you, yeah? So, everywhere, even internet, yeah, they try to cheat you, yeah? Okay, you what kind of stuff, yeah?
Isn't that the bad thing about internet instead of going to a shop?
Even your shop, it cheats you too, yeah. You know that?
Online, yeah. You can't tell the condition or
right.
What if it'll suddenly fake.
Right. Yeah, that's right, you know. But you sure can find cheaper in the internet than in a shop, yeah. That's why people go to the internet, yeah. But in the shop, it cheats you, yeah. Have you been to a shop, like, they always tell you they're always on sale, yeah. Do you ever been to shop? Okay. One time I was driving around this Johnson Drive, yeah. On this Johnson Drive, yeah. There's a carpet shop, yeah. You know, they sell carpet, you know, those drop, what do you call it? Running rug, all the stuff, yeah. I don't know why, I pass by, always they say, they're going to close down sale, yeah. For a long time, still close down sale, yeah. And never close out. They never close out, yeah. Okay. And then finally on TV, I watch TV and then I realize, now those people, you know what they do? They close down and then they sell to his friend, okay? And so friend open up a shop again and then say close down again. And then sell it to another friend and then close down again. And they just going around, yeah. The same people going around, yeah. So they cheat you in the shop too, yeah. See? Not only in the internet, they cheat you in the shop too, yeah. So, okay, those are cheaters, yeah. Okay, in the Bible, yeah, when we read the Bible, yeah, the Bible, the spiritual people, do they cheat? Anybody lie in the Bible? Any famous liar? Huh? Okay, Abraham, right? Abraham, boy, man, Abraham. Is that how to say it? Okay, Abraham, yeah. Abraham. Did you know who is Abraham?
Yes.
See?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
A-B-R.
Is that right? How do you spell it, right?
A-B-R.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. A-B-R. Okay, Abraham. Okay. Abraham, why did Abraham cheat, lie, you know? Why?
Sarah.
Why is for Sarah, yeah?
Okay. Why?
Okay. Why is the purpose? To tell other people, say, you know, because you know Abraham, there was a famine in the land of Canaan, yeah. So there's no food, yeah. So he went out to Egypt, right? And before he arrived at the door of Egypt, yeah, he talked to his wife and said, okay, don't tell people you are my wife. Tell people you are my sister, yeah. Why do you want to do that, yeah? Huh? Why? Say again. He get what? He get what? Okay, alright.
So his life could be spared.
Okay, so he can spare, right? Because you know why?
Because he
saw the
Sarah.
Why Sarah, yeah?
Sarah's so pretty.
Okay, that's a problem. Don't marry a beautiful one, yeah. Yeah. Seriously, yeah. You was a problem, yeah. Other guys gonna like him, yeah. Okay, she's pretty, yeah. Okay, she's a beautiful woman, yeah. Beautiful woman, yeah. Okay. Okay, she's a beautiful woman. That's the reason, yeah, okay. That's why, yeah. Abraham was afraid, yeah. Afraid that, you know, how I'm going to get your wife? There's only one way, right? You kill, you die, means the covenant is broken, right? Marriage covenant is broken, yeah. So you're single now, so I can marry you. That's how it's going to work, yeah. So Abraham was afraid, yeah. So Abraham lied because what? He wanted to sacrifice his wife for himself, yeah. He don't care, you know. So finally, you know, Pharaoh took his wife away, yeah. He doesn't matter, yeah. He just go easy going, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's not worried about it, okay? She took it away, yeah. He didn't complain or anything, yeah. Okay, you know Abraham, yeah. It's interesting, yeah, right? So Abraham, yeah, just lie, you know, just could you believe that Abraham, a man of faith, yeah, still lying, yeah. He didn't trust God, yeah. So to me, Abraham can lie, mean we are able to lie too, yeah. Okay, is this the first time Abraham lied? Did he lie again? Okay, where did he lie, yeah? Okay, the same thing, right? Same story, yeah. Boy, man. Twice. I couldn't believe it, yeah. How can you lie twice on the same thing? The same wife. Did you ever talk about that? It was amazing to me, yeah. He lied twice. Abraham, twice.
Different king.
To different king, yes. Not the same king, of course, yeah. You got the king already. Okay, so Abraham lies now, okay? So we want to know, okay, why people lie, okay? We want to find out why. Okay? Why? One, to save his own life, right? And sacrifice others, yeah, including your wife, yeah. Okay, that's what happened to Abraham, yeah. Okay, anybody else lying in the Bible, yeah?
His son.
Huh? Who?
His son.
His son, okay, Jacob, right? Is it Jacob? No, Isaac, okay. Isaac, okay.
I-S,
right? Okay.
I-S-A-A.
Okay, why did Isaac lie, yeah? Why?
Same lie.
Same, right? Why? Why? Who is the Isaac wife, yeah? Rebecca. Is Rebecca beautiful?
Yes.
Okay, that's the problem too, yeah. Beautiful wife.
The problem is beautiful wife,
yeah?
Not the
stone. Okay. Beautiful wife, okay? And then he lied again. Okay. Alright. So the same thing, right? Okay. Okay. How about who? Who lied again, yeah?
Jacob.
Okay, Jacob is famous. Okay, what did Jacob lie, yeah? Okay. Okay, you know why he lied? He wants blessing, right? Remember, Isaac told Esau, say, go to hunt something, you know, pick something back, you know, cook for me, and then I'll bless you, right? And then, remember, Jacob heard about it and told his mom, right, Rebecca. And mom worked together, well, we Jacob, lied together, yeah. And then they wear the clothes, all this stuff. So, remember, this Isaac blessed Jacob, right? So he got all the blessing as the eldest son, yeah. He's not an eldest son, he lied, yeah. So that's why he won't lie, okay? Lie, not be wrong. Any other people lie in the Bible, yeah? Anybody else? Who?
Jacob.
Okay, Jacob's son lie, right? Lie about what? Lie about what?
That Joseph was killed.
That Joseph was killed, right? Okay. Why did the son lie? What's the purpose, yeah? Why do you want to lie to his father, yeah? No, not the jealousy, because what's the
cover up,
right? Afraid of his father, right? Afraid of his dad, right? So sometimes we children lie to our father too. We didn't tell the truth, yeah. We didn't tell our parents the truth, or half truth, yeah. Not the whole truth, yeah. Okay. Where have you been, yeah? Just to my friend's place, yeah. Why are you doing that? No, just read books now. For 3 hours, reading books? Okay, anyway, you know what I mean, okay? Afraid of dad, yeah. So you didn't tell the truth, yeah. So the same thing with the 10 children, yeah. So, okay, anybody else lie in the Bible, yeah? Okay, where do they lie? Yeah? Do what?
To be spiritual.
To be spiritual, yeah? To look good, right? Look good or spiritual, right? So one time, you know, the pastor told the congregation, say, okay, next week, okay, we should read Philemon's, you know Philemon's, yeah, Titus, to Philemon's, okay? Say, okay, so, Philemon's, okay, so, okay, so after the following week, the pastor say, okay, who had read Philemon chapter 1 to chapter 4? Put out your hand, yeah. Many people put up their hand, yeah. Amazing, yeah. You know why I'm talking about this? So chapter 4, they don't even have chapter 1. They don't have a chapter, yeah. And you know why they put up their hand? They want to be, oh, look good, yeah. Oh, look spiritual, yeah. Boy, you were not reading, yeah. Oh, look good, yeah. Spiritual, yeah. This is dangerous as a Christian, yeah. Anybody else, yeah? Lying in the Bible. Why you were lying, yeah? Huh? Okay, why Peter? Peter didn't keep his promise, right? Why would Peter deny Jesus for 3 times? Yeah? Okay, maybe safe is not, but there's another reason, yeah, I think, yeah. He's afraid of what? I think the problem is that he's afraid of identifying himself with Christ. Okay, it's true, yeah. Some people ask you, are you a Christian, yeah? Let me think about it. Depend, yeah. Yeah, we're afraid, you know, if all your friends, you know, in high school or something like that, they surround you, yeah, they're all non-Christian, yeah. They say, are you a Christian, yeah? And sometimes we're afraid to identify with Christ, yeah. We say, no, yeah, maybe, yeah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, yeah. We're afraid to identify with Christ, yeah. It's the same problem with Peter, yeah. Okay. Anybody else you can think of? They lie in the Bible, yeah. Okay, Rahab. Okay, what did Rahab lie? Yeah. To what? To save the spy, right? So is it okay to lie? You know what I mean? They spent two spies, you know, down to the land of Canaan, yeah, by Joshua, yeah. So, and then the people heard about it, and they want to kill him, yeah. And they run to the house of Raha, yeah. And then she hide both of them, yeah. And then the soldier came, yeah. And said, "Where's the spy, yeah?" And then she told them what? They run off, yeah. Go after them, yeah. Actually, they're in the house, yeah. So we say, okay, to lie. I mean, it's a good thing, right, to lie, right? You lie for something good, right? It's okay? Okay, that's for you to discuss, okay, later, yeah. You have a discussion, right? Okay. Okay, actually, my conclusion is that, okay, the Bible didn't okay, the Bible didn't say it's okay to lie, yeah. Only record it, yeah. Yeah, only record it, yeah. Okay. The Bible didn't approve it, say it's okay to lie, yeah. Okay. I think if even she didn't lie, I think God can save them, yeah. You say God is almighty, yeah. There's no problem for God, yeah. Say the problem is there's no the way to do it, yeah. Okay. So Bible only record it but doesn't approve it, yeah. Okay, get my point, okay? Okay, so that's why there's a reason to lie. Okay. Okay, of course there's other stuff too, yeah, but because of time limit, okay? I just gonna, okay. So, why don't lie? Okay, why the Bible say to us not to lie? You think about it? Okay, for one thing we have learned just now, yeah. If you like to lie, okay, you know what? Your children is going to be following you, yeah. They're going to see your example, yeah. Okay, just like Isaac saw Abraham lie, yeah. The same lie, they use the same tactic, yeah. My dad lie, yeah, it's okay for me to lie to you, yeah. And then the worst thing, right, the worst thing is that Isaac lie, and then Jacob also lie, right? Bigger lie, yeah. It used to be like Abraham lied to outsider, Isaac lied to outsider, yeah. But right now Jacob lied to who? His own dad. Worse. See? So there's a danger, yeah. I'm sure most of you are gonna get married, right? I mean you're still young, yeah, some of you, yeah. But I'm sure one day you will get married, you're gonna have your children, yeah. So it's going to be worse, yeah, for the family, yeah. It's not going to be good for the family, yeah. So it's better not to lie, yeah. And then, you know why we shouldn't lie? Okay, let's turn to the Bible, okay? Let's turn to this Matthew, yeah, chapter 26, yeah. Matthew 26. Matthew 26, okay? Okay, we read from chapter 69, yeah. We read to chapter 75, yeah. Verse 69, sorry, yeah. Chapter 26, yeah. 26, yeah. Okay, can we read together, yeah? It's not very long, yeah, okay. Verse 69, yeah, to 75, yeah. Let's read together, yeah. Say, "Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. 'You also with Jesus of Galilee,' she said, but he denied it before them all. 'I don't know what you are talking about,' he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another girl saw him, and said to the people that the fellow was with Jesus Nazareth. He denied it again with an oath, 'I don't know the man.' And a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, 'Surely you are one of them, for you accept give you anyway.' Then he began to call out curse on himself, and he swore to them, 'I don't know the man.' Immediately arose a crowd Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times." And he went outside and beat Peter. Okay, did you know when Peter didn't keep his promise for 3 times? Yeah? Is it the same thing? Yeah? Did he say the same thing? Yeah? Huh? Look at it. Yeah. First thing he said, well, you know, the Bible says he denied. Okay, first one is denying, right? Say, no, I don't know him. Yeah. Okay. Second one, he said what? Make what? An oak, right? You know what is an oak, yeah? No, no swearing, yeah. Oak. Okay, usually they make an oak, they use the name of God, yeah? I say, I make an oak, yeah. I tell you the truth, yeah. In the name of God, in the name of Jehovah, that I don't know that man, yeah. Okay? How about number 3, yeah? You know what is curse? And swearing, yeah. Swear, right? How do you spell it? Swear? S, what? E, right?
E,
A, R. Okay. Alright. You know what is curse and swear, yeah?
You put the name of the Lord in the valley.
Yeah. Say, okay. May the lightning strike me! And let me die! I truly don't know the man, yeah. Had you ever said that? You know when we were small, we used to say that, yeah. My friend, you know, my friend, when we were small, like elementary school, right? He didn't believe me, yeah. I always tell him, say, may the God of lightning, yeah, strike me, yeah. I'll be dead, yeah, if I didn't tell the truth, yeah. See, that's why we don't lie. When you start to lie, you always deny, yeah. And then you make an oath. And then you curse, yeah. So that means when you start to lie, you're going to get worse, yeah. You're not going to get better, yeah. So that's why we don't lie, yeah. Just like Peter, he didn't keep his promise, yeah. It's going to get worse, yeah. It's not going to get better, yeah. You're not going to be a better person, you know, you lied for the first time, yeah. You're going to have another second time. And the second time is going to be worse than the first time. And the third time is even going to be worse, yeah. So that's why they say curse, yeah. Okay, that's why we say why we don't lie, yeah. Okay, it's not good for you, yeah. Is there any reason why we don't lie, yeah? Okay, if you lie, okay. Okay, the third reason, okay, I think. If you lie, okay. People will lie back to you, yeah. Okay, remember Jacob? He lied, right? But who lied to Jacob, yeah? No, another person, yeah. Okay, his uncle, right? You know how his uncle lied to him, yeah? Huh? He's smart. Uncle Laban is a smart guy, yeah. I mean, really, yeah. I mean, he's a really smart guy, yeah. He's a good businessman, yeah. So, remember he...
Free labor,
yeah, that's right, yeah. So, Uncle Laban have 2 daughters, right? What's the daughter name, yeah?
Rachel
and who?
Leah,
okay. Okay, Jacob loved Rachel or Leah? Which one she love? Rachel, right? Okay. So she love, okay, Rachel, yeah. Okay, what was the reason he didn't like Leah? What was the reason, yeah? You know why? What's the reason she's not pretty, yeah? No, what's the reason?
Her eyes.
Yeah, her eye, yeah. Her eye, dark. Look dark, yeah. No bright, big, yeah. Yeah, that's what the Bible says, yeah. The eye.
Weak eye,
yeah. Just like, you know. Yeah, no shining, yeah. No bright, yeah. Okay. Alright, so, okay. Alright, he said, okay. If you work for me, how many years?
7 years.
6. That's too short, yeah. No negotiation, okay? Okay, 7 years. So, okay, alright, 7 years is up, yeah. So, give me your daughter, yeah. So, at night they have a wedding party, right? So, at night, you know, it's different, yeah. They cover their head, you know. It's not like here, you know. You can see everybody, yeah. Who is that, yeah? They cover their head. It's like Chinese style, you know, they cover their head. So, you don't know who is that, yeah. And then the room is dark. no light. You can't even turn on the light, yeah. And he was surprised. I don't know why. The whole night, he didn't know there's Leah. He thought there's a ritual. I don't know. It's amazing, yeah. Okay, anyway, in the morning, right? When he woke up, who is beside him, yeah? Leah. He was cheated, yeah. That's the worst cheat, yeah. And then the worst thing is that not only he cheated about for cheat his wife, okay? What else did he cheat, yeah? His wages. He cheated how many times? You know he cheated his wages how many times, yeah? 20 times, yeah. In how many years? 6 years, yeah. This one is for 14 years, yeah. That one is no wages, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Free.
Yeah, those are okay. 6 years, 20 times, yeah. Just imagine working the company 6 years. They change you 20 times. Remember, 20 times is not increasing pay. It's what? Demotion. Getting less pay, yeah. So 1 year, how many times, yeah? Almost 3 to 4 times, right? So basically, about three months changing once. I don't work for this company. I don't work for this guy. Okay. So that's the reason why we don't lie. See, anytime you lie, okay, you thought that you lie, you took the advantage. Yeah. Wow, you're so happy. Yeah. This guy is so stupid. Yeah. He listened to me. Yeah. Stupid guy. Yeah. And then next thing you know, what happened? Somebody lied to you. Yeah. And it was worse. You were cheated worse than the time you lied to the other person, yeah. Remember Jacob, yeah. So that's why we don't lie, okay? So how can I stop, you know, not lying, okay? Okay, maybe 5 minutes, right? It's okay? Is it okay, 5 minutes? Okay. Okay. How to spell lying, is it right? Okay, how to stop lying, okay. Did you know how to stop lying? Have you ever thought about that? Okay. Okay, how do you tell the truth, yeah? Yeah, how do you tell the truth? I mean, the same thing, right? The same question, right? How do you tell the truth, yeah? Okay, let's look at Titus, yeah. Look at Titus, yeah. Okay. There's a secret down here. Okay. Okay, let's look at verse 13. Yeah. Verse 13. Yeah. Okay, verse 13 and 14. Yeah. Okay, if you find, let's read together. Yeah. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuild them sharply, so that they will be sound in the faith, and not pay attention to Jewish myths or to the commands of those who reject the truth. Okay, the first thing is what? It's not talking about rebuild, okay? I mean, it's like teaching them, but of course, that's important too. But the first thing is that to tell the truth is you must listen to what? To the truth, yeah? Okay, that's very important, yeah. Okay, what you're receiving, you know what is that?
Garbage in, garbage out.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out. This is a computer term, yeah. Right? If you receive garbage into your computer, if you have virus into your computer, what you come out should have what? You have virus. What do you say? Okay. So that means if you receive good, something good, true into your heart, so you have truth in you, yeah. So every time you are thinking about the truth, and you will speak the truth, yeah. It's a natural process, yeah. So that's why they always listen to false, yeah. The people in Crete, you know, always like to listen to myths. They like to listen to myths. you know. They like to listen to some kind of crazy story, all the stuff, you know. They hate about the Bible, yeah. So there's a problem with us, yeah. Sometimes we watch too much TV, yeah. We didn't want to read the Bible, yeah. Even, you know, even the TV Bible story is boring. Same old story, yeah. Okay. So we didn't like it. We like to listen to, watch all kind of, those kind of movies, yeah. There's a danger, yeah. So that's why you read the Bible is important. Read the Bible, it will change you, yeah. You have truth in there, it will come out true, yeah. What else can help us that we will not lie, yeah. Okay, let's turn to Proverbs, okay? Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 19. Just one verse. Chapter 10, verse 19. Okay, let's read together. Say, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. So second is what? Okay. The more you talk, yeah. The more channel you commit sin, yeah. You commit lie, yeah. I mean, you couldn't tell the same old story again, right? You create some story, yeah. So the Chinese say, you know, we add this soya sauce.
Soya sauce, yeah.
Soya sauce and vinegar, yeah. See, what I mean, story interesting, right? Okay, we spice it up, yeah. Soya sauce, okay. Okay. If you're in Kansas City, you put barbecue sauce, yeah. Okay, spice it up, yeah. Make it taste good, yeah. Nice to listen to, yeah. Okay, there's no story, yeah. Spice it up, yeah. The only reason you want to spice it up, because you want to talk more, yeah. You know? So, there may not be the truth, the whole truth, yeah. So, the Bible says, it's not saying that you don't speak, yeah. But you have to speak very carefully, yeah, before you speak, yeah. And if you know that's not right, you should speak less, yeah. Not more, yeah. Okay, that's why we can learn from it, yeah. Okay. So you know why? Look at our face, yeah. Look at our face. How many eyes we have, yeah? Okay, some people have four, right? Me, four eyes, right? Okay, you should have two eyes, right? Okay, two eyes, yeah. How many nose holes we have, yeah? The holes. Two, right? Okay. Nose, two. Two hole, okay? Nose, like two hole. Okay. How many ears we have here?
Two
holes, right? Okay. 2 ears, right? Okay. How many mouth we have?
One big one.
One big mouth, yeah. Big mouth. Okay. What's the purpose of eye?
See,
okay? How about no? Okay, smell and breathing, right? Yeah, mainly it's breathing, yeah. Okay, to breathe, okay. How about ear? Okay, to listen, right? How about mouth? Eat. What else? Speak. What else? Okay, if you're signing, your nose is broken, right? I mean, fever, right? So you need to breathe, right?
Yeah,
what else? You use your mouth, yeah? Huh?
Nothing.
You need to save people to here sometimes. Right. You do CPR? CPR? Can you use your nose to do CPR? You can't, right? You have to make sure the guy, you have to close his nose, yeah? And you breathe inside, right? You're gonna use your mouth, right? You're gonna use your eyes, right? You're gonna use that. So you need to save people, yeah. So there are many things you do with the mouth. Big mouth. Okay? So that means God is trying to tell something with His creation, yeah. God means look at more, yeah. spend more time looking at. And then nose, enjoy, you know, enjoy the nature, yeah, breathe more, yeah, have a good healthy life, yeah. Ear, listen more, yeah. Big mouth, what are you talking about? Speak what? Speak less, yeah. So you can see from God's creation, yeah, the purpose, yeah. So the minute you speak less, the chance of you lying is going to be less, yeah. That's for a fact, yeah. And the less you're going to have soy sauce and vinegar or barbecue, yeah. Whichever you like, yeah. Okay? And the last one, okay, and then I'll stop, okay? And we look at Proverbs, okay? Look at Proverbs, yeah. Proverbs chapter 30, yeah. 30 verse 7, yeah. Chapter 30 verse 7. Okay, verse 7 and 8, yeah. Can be 7 and 8. Yeah. 7 and 8, yeah. Okay, chapter 30, okay, okay, 7 and 8, okay. Okay, let's read together, yeah. Two things I ask of you, O Lord, do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lie far from me. Give me neither poetry nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Okay, so this is someone who have a prayer, yeah. Okay, so you just want to pray two things, yeah. Two things. One, no life in my life, yeah. Second one. Middle level, yeah. You know what's middle level? You know in US there's a lower level, middle level, upper level. Because here it's not poor, not rich, yeah. Right in the middle, yeah. Okay, so he's not die of hunger, not too fat, yeah. Okay. Okay, right. Okay. But the important thing is that what I'm trying to say is that no lie. Means just one thing, you always like to lie, okay? You can what? You can pray, yeah. That's Bible promise, yeah, over here, yeah. You can pray, yeah. Say, God, help me, yeah. Because you created tongue, yeah. You can make it clean, yeah. Remember Isaac, Isaiah. Isaiah, okay, Isaiah. Remember Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, what happened, yeah? He bowed down, right? Okay, and then God said, who can I send, right? And he said, here I am, right, send me, right? But what? There's one problem with him. What is the problem, yeah? Unclean lip, right? Unclean lip, yeah. How do you spell lip, yeah?
L-I-P.
Okay, sorry. Okay, lips, yeah. Okay. You know I don't use lipstick, yeah, so... Okay, just kidding. Okay, just... So, that means God can clean him, yeah. Make him clean, yeah. That's why when we lie, our lip is not clean, yeah. We cannot serve God, yeah. We cannot be used by God, yeah. But God said, I can clean your lip, yeah. So you can pray to God, yeah. Ask God to confess your sin and ask Him to help you, yeah. And you can, so you won't live a lying lie, yeah. So this is what I was saying, you know, today we want to learn that is to read your Bible, yeah. Know the truth, yeah. If you know the truth, what's inside you, yeah, you will speak the truth, yeah. Okay. And then you can pray about to God, yeah. Ask God to help you, yeah. Okay, so you won't lie, yeah. Okay. And then, of course, you know, speak less, yeah. No more, yeah. Maybe it's harder for the sister, yeah. Okay. So I think we end here, and maybe Emil will say a prayer for us, yeah.
Truthful and faithful. And Father, we just want to bring each one of us here before you.
Yes.
You can just pray that, as the prophet said, that you keep the lies and falsehood away from our mouth.
Amen.
So we can speak the truth.
Yes, sir.
Father, we just pray that in situations that are tempted to lie, that you help us to overcome. Be able to stand firm on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we just want to thank you that learning this, we can apply that into our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
That we will be always tempted to say something that may not be true.
Yes, sir.
Tempted to exaggerate at times.
Mm-hmm.
Tempted to not speak the truth, so we will be punished.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be tempted to lie at times, so people will think much better of us.
Yes, sir.
Father, we just pray all these. That you remind us at that time that you have taught us not to lie,
yes,
to speak the truth.
Amen.
Give us the strength to do so.
Amen.
And your Holy Spirit is always with us, reminding us that.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome.